This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Juneteenth. You may know it as a recently declared federal holiday, but I found that most Americans, outside of those who live in Texas, don't know much about it, which is why I'm talking about it today. Here's a summary of the history. President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves in 1863, but his action could not be enforced in many places in the South until the Civil War ended in 1865. The news didn't travel fast because of the limitations of communications and an unwillingness of Southern leaders to proclaim it. The news finally arrived in Galveston, Texas, when Union Major General Gordon Granger and his troops arrived in the city on June 19, 1865. 6 months later, the 13th Amendment was ratified by Georgia, thus permanently abolishing slavery in America. The next year on June 19th, there was a celebration of freedom in Galveston. This included concerts, parades, and reading of the Emancipation Proclamation. Other celebrations, often in churches, spread through the state as black Texans moved elsewhere. It has been a paid holiday for state employees in Texas and many other states. President Biden signed the bill from Congress making Juneteenth a federal holiday, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Here's some key questions. How much do Americans know about Juneteenth? For that matter, how much did you know about this federal holiday? Aren't we missing an opportunity to educate Americans? Unfortunately, most Americans don't know much about many of the holidays like Memorial Day and the 4th of July. Juneteenth could be a teaching opportunity about human rights for churches and Christian organizations. Let's not miss this opportunity. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.